99.9 Radio USA, round here, Florida Georgia Line, 640, well, make it 650, and 64 degrees. Great music on the way, Kenny Chesney's latest, When I See This Bar. That's coming up, but right now it's time for the weird news. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A German man who was hoping to get a good night's sleep gave himself nightmares instead by blowing up his rental house while trying to blow up his air mattress. The man, who was just unpacking in his new residence, spotted a hole in his air mattress and decided to patch it with some sealant. Without reading the warning that the stuff was highly flammable, when he turned on his vacuum to inflate the bed, a spark hit the patch of sealant and blew him across the room, blasting the windows out of the room in the process. The tenant escaped with minor cuts and bruises, but he could still be taken to court for causing the explosion in the rental property. How about this? A California teenager didn't like the results when he pushed a like button on Facebook and got himself arrested, because it was attached to a wanted photo of himself, which was posted by the local police department. Luis Enrique Rodriguez went on a vandalism spree at a surfing tournament last month, putting the finishing touch on the work by painting a bad word, shall we say, on the side of a police cruiser that was parked at the event. The Huntington Beach Police posted a surveillance photo showing Rodriguez in the act of defacing the car and asked for help in identifying him and aid that he offered by liking the photo on his own account. Well, Rodriguez was arrested on suspicion of vandalism. The guy's not very smart either, obviously. And one more for you this morning. A British man might have gotten a little too creepy and a little too kooky for his own good, because he's facing legal action for teaching his parrot to whistle the theme to the Addams Family, which the bird has been doing at ear-splitting volume. Stephen White's bird Buddy has been driving the neighbors batty with the TV theme performances, which often extend into the wee hours of the morning. But calling police hadn't given them much satisfaction, because now the parrot has learned to shout police whenever a patrol car pulls up. White's local town council said it might have to take up the matter, but he says the council told me you can train parrots to keep quiet, but I said, you're having a laugh, aren't you? Apparently he can't keep his parrot quiet. There you go. That's the weird news this morning at 6:52.
Where are you focused? On your comfort? On the-